for RMN Mobile Monitoring for any station.
KO4 RMM, W4DJW. How's it going, Kurt?
Dave, it's going real good. It's a beautiful day, and I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am.
Well, I was out enjoying it, and I had to come back home and do some programming. Now I'm ordering an antenna from DX Engineering, so that's making it better.
Good stuff. I bet your dopamine levels are definitely on the rise, and they'll be spiking as soon as you press confirm purchase.
So is it officially a weekend for you now? Has the bedrock bell rung?
Yes, I'm hereby officially declaring myself weekended.
Well, wonderful. It is officially a weekend. Yes, yeah, since September the 15th, every day has been a weekend for me.
Love it, my friend. I'm happy for you.
Well, pedal hard. Catch up. We need more of us up here.
I plan on paddling until I croak, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, back in the days when I used to pedal, like the Flintstone car, you know, with the feet pedals on the floor, on the ground, on the road. I didn't know what I was pedaling so hard for, but now I know it was worth it. That was a lot of pedaling, but it was worth it.
Time's just got to take it hour by hour and minute by minute.
Keep your head down and grind through it. Do the best you can and accomplish as much as you can. And understand it's not your daddy's Oldsmobile anymore.
My eyes have been opened for a long time now, and you know, I'm probably going to be, maybe I'll be alive 30 years from now to read about this craziness we're going through right now in the history books, and I'll say, yep, I was in the thick of it.
Well, yeah, that too. I have to keep reminding myself that's really real. You'd think in 2022 we wouldn't be going through something like this, but somebody's brain is stuck back 70 years old. 70-year-old dust in that codger.
Being lucky and blessed, maybe we can get out of the woods here and live pandemic-free for the rest of whatever.
I think that changed the world in many ways. I don't think we're ever going to be... That's what I've heard is that's going to be like the flu. It's going to be COVID and the flu. So COVID's got a... Or the flu has a friend. COVID. Going to be around for a while. I heard now they have a breathalyzer that you can blow into instead of having to touch your brain with a Q-tip.
Well, that's a good thing. I like those kinds of developments.
Me too. I never have taken a COVID test. I don't think I've had it. I don't know if I have or not. I know I felt lousy for a few days at a time during the past 2 years, but never lousy enough to go get a test.
In healthcare, I was required to submit to two of those brain tinklers, and they were both miserable.
I can imagine. My wife was saying, there's no way I'm going to do that. There's no way I can do that. That just can't happen. And now she doesn't have to. Now it's just a breathalyzer test. Blow in a tube.
Well, I'm batting 500 for my COVID test, so I was 1 for 2 for COVID. However you want to look at that, good or bad.
I'd say that's good because you got some home-brewed antibodies now, right?
I'd like to think so because I'm traipsing about mask-free and feeling healthy as I can be.
Was yours, what do they call it, a non-symptomatic carrier or something like that, or did it hit you?
Very unique symptoms the first time. They were very sudden and acute. And just a little low-grade, moderate come-and-go fever for a period of maybe 10 days. That was alpha variant. Then the delta variant was a little more rocky with me. I had a lot of fluid in my lungs to clear out. I may have had some low-grade pneumonia, but that was 4 or 5 months ago.
Well, hopefully, I know... Hopefully those antibodies can help with the other stuff that's coming in. Who knows? Who knows how all that works? Not even the scientists know. But I guess eventually they'll figure it out. There's a lot of effort in that area.
RMM. Yeah, I worked in a hospital, so I was around. I worked in every department. I moved all over the place, and so I was around the sickest of the sick. I like to think that my immune system has been exposed to pretty much just about everything out there except for some very exotic stuff you won't find in this hemisphere.
So what, you're working around it, but were you working in it or just around it?
I was just a supervising sergeant for a security detail in a hospital for like 13 and a half years.
Well, I guess you went to all the different places then. Okay. Saw all different levels of exposure.
Literally, I mean, we had our badges and keys would get us access to the entire hospital with only very few exceptions. That would be the pharmacy and drug supply rooms. And we don't want that kind of access, you know. So I'm happy to not be able to get into those areas.
I get that. Well, glad you came out ahead, hopefully, at the head. Hopefully, only time will tell, but glad you made it out and back into the sunshine and you can enjoy the beautiful day that's out there. And just think about all those UV rays coming through the sky. Those proteins can't stand up to those UV rays.
It's true. Too much time in the sun can be a bad thing. That goes for most things, I suppose. But it's a glorious day, and I hope you have a wonderful Easter. If I don't talk to you again, Dave, I pull up to the house and I'm about to head on inside with the take here. So I'll be 73 and clear, and happy Easter to you.
Happy Easter to you too, Kirk, and have a wonderful weekend. KO4RMM, W4DJW, clear and listening.